You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And Jessica Danick, Care Coordinator, Hunterdon Regional Cancer Center, will have a short discussion on breast health, and then attendees will learn to paint a beautiful pink tree scene. Painting is a great way to explore one's creative side, learn a new skill, and just take a break from one's busy life. Attendees are encouraged to wear pink that evening. The event will be held at the Paint Party Studio located at 69 Main Street in Flemington. The fee to attend is $25. To register online, visit thepaintpartystudio.com. All right, so if you feel compelled to take a break from your life or to commiserate with people who have either personally experienced or know somebody close to them that has personally experienced breast cancer, and perhaps it's something you'd like to get involved with. The Raritan Headwaters Association's Old Fashioned Country Fair is returning on October 18th. The staff at NGA Advanced Media reports that the scarecrow dressing, pumpkin painting, and other old-time fun are back on tap with RHA's annual Old Fashioned Country Fair when it gets underway 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Sunday the 18th at Fairview Farm Wildlife Preserve. It was rescheduled from October 4th thanks to inclement weather. The event is a perfect way for the whole family to have outdoor fun while learning a little about our environment. The popular local Hub Hollow band returns to entertain visitors with their blend of bluegrass, rock, and original tunes. Vendors will include Secret Garden soaps, Allison Schur artwork, and paper lanterns by Bob Morris. The Pottersville Fire Department will provide a food tent, and a bake sale will be offered by the Daughters of the British Empire. Kids will also have the chance to enjoy a field maze and learn about the watershed in an education area. The fee is $25 per carload. All proceeds support RHA's education, water quality protection, and land stewardship programs. Since 1959, the South Branch and Upper Raritan Watershed Association served as effective advocates for conservation throughout the 39 communities in Hunterdon County, Morris, and Somerset counties that make up the Raritan Headwaters region. The mergers of these two organizations in late 2011 strengthens their ability to address today's water quality issues and meet the enormous challenges to protect and provide clean drinking water for future generations. To learn more about the Raritan Headwaters Association, visit raritanheadwaters.org or call them at 908-234-1852. We're about to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. And then make sure you stay tuned for Tech Today and Some Things About Money. Hang on, we'll be back right after the news.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sammy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at Options and Specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. All eyes will be on Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton at the first Democratic presidential debate. Political expert Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University says tonight's showdown may be many voters' first chance to size up the former Secretary of State.
Well, it'll be the first time to size her up against her competition, but it'll be the first time that potential voters will really look at Hillary Clinton as a presidential candidate in this cycle and decide whether they think that she's fit for the job or not.
With Clinton recently breaking with President Obama on issues like the Asia-Pacific trade agreement, Dr. Foreman says it will be interesting to see how much she aligns herself with Obama or parts ways with him during the debate. CNN will carry the debate live from Las Vegas tonight. The college football world is getting a coaching shakeup. A day after asking him to take an indefinite leave of absence, the University of Southern California fired head coach Steve Sarkisian yesterday. Elsewhere, Sports Illustrated reports a 70-year-old Steve Spurrier is planning to retire with a replacement named today. This is USA Headline News.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the battle round on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Ugh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump doesn't blame President Obama for taking a swipe at him on CBS 60 Minutes. He spoke with Fox News about the president's remarks.
You know, it was a bad night for him. Everybody saw it. Everybody said the same thing. He has so many problems. We each cause so many problems. And, you know, when they asked a question about me, he's obviously not going to say, gee whiz, I think he's going to win. So that's all he can say. I can't discredit him for that.
Obama called Trump the, quote, classic reality TV character and predicted he won't be elected. Trump, of course, fired back.
Well, he's got to say that. I mean, he's not going to say, gee whiz, I think he's going to win. He's going to beat the Democrats. He's an intelligent guy. He's going to say that. He had a very bad night last night on 60 Minutes. He looked terrible. He, in terms of what he was saying, he just was absolutely terrible.
Trump said Russia's recent involvement in Syria proves that Russian President Vladimir Putin doesn't have any respect for Obama.
He's got no respect for our president. That's a problem, but he's got no respect. And by the way, I guess Obama doesn't like him very much either.
This is USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Mayor of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Ugh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
An Israeli soldier has been wounded after a Palestinian woman set off a bomb in the West Bank, properly known as Samaria. Cheryl Hancock of USA's Middle East Bureau in Jerusalem has the details in this raw audio account.
Today I'm standing at an Israeli checkpoint that borders Jerusalem and Arab villages under the Palestinian control. This morning, a Muslim woman came out from the village. She was stopped, and she had two bombs with her. One of them went off, and she's in critical condition in the hospital. The soldier, he was hurt and wounded and taken to the hospital. The reason for these attacks is because rumors have been spread that Israel's trying to change the status quo on the Temple Mount. Right now, the status quo is that the Jews can visit the Temple Mount but are not allowed to pray. Netanyahu, the prime minister, said we are not changing the status quo, and he asked the leader of the Palestinian Authority to tell the people it's not the truth. So far, this hasn't happened. This is Cheryl, USA Radio in Jerusalem.
This is USA Headline News.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8/7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the Battle Round on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Ugh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
A student group at the University of Missouri in Columbia has burned an ISIS flag as a symbolic gesture against the Islamic State. USA's Russ Jones was recently in Columbia and has this report.
Some 200 students gathered in protest last Thursday, burning a homemade Islamic State flag in the center of campus at the Francis Quadrangle in front of the historic columns. Ian Paris, chapter president of the Young Americans for Liberty, said the flag burning wasn't about Islamophobia.
It was the atrocities committed by ISIS against various peoples, the Christians, Jews, and Muslims in the Middle East, and also the fact that they're doing this on the back of the U.S. taxpayer, the fact that ISIS is driving around the Middle East with $1 billion of U.S. Humvees, and the fact that they're paying their soldiers in $1 billion of U.S. cash left in the region.
A senior at Mizzou, Paris urges Americans to speak out not only against groups like ISIS, but demand the U.S. government stop supporting their efforts.
It would signify that we are no longer going to bend to fear of radical Islam, and it hopefully would also resound all the way to Washington to know that we're fed up with them borrowing money from China in order to fund radical Islamists abroad.
Paris tells USA News that Young Americans for Liberty are planning similar events at college campuses around the country. In Columbia, I'm Russ Jones.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It's 8:06, and it's October 13, 2015, Flemington. It's 50 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies, calm winds, 20% chance of precipitation. Cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy this afternoon, slight chance of a rain shower and a high of 72, wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, partly cloudy skies and a low of 47 tonight. Winds light and variable, and sunshine and clouds mixed, and a high of 68 for tomorrow. Winds west at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny and a high near 65 on Thursday. Rain showers in the morning on Friday the 16th, becoming more intermittent in the afternoon. A high of 63, chance of rain is 40%. Saturday the 17th, sunny skies. A high of only 59, though. And on Sunday, part cloudy skies and a high of 54. Temperatures in our area: 54 in the county complex, 52 in White House Station, 55 in Phillipsburg, 51 in Ringo's, 51 in Kingwood. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce, and we are all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little Van Halen this morning. Yes, I know that is not David Lee Roth. That's Sammy Hagar, and it's Sammy Hagar's birthday today. He is 68. He took over the lead of Van Halen when David decided to go solo. So Sammy came on, and it was a pretty good album. Certainly not the original Van Halen sound, but definitely put out a pretty good package there. Here we are. It is Tuesday. A little cooler, a little wetter. And we got to check traffic, find out what's going on our Hunterdon County road. So I'm checking HERTTMA.com for my alerts. You can do the same thing I do. Just register with HERTTMA.com. They'll send you alerts via email. Get that on your smartphone if you'd like to follow them on Twitter. That's another option. And if you want to have them text to you, well, you're going to have to convert the Twitter feed into a quick text and send it to your phone. Two alerts this morning at 654 78 eastbound in Newark. Local lanes at exit 56. There's an accident there. And that's an hour ago, so I don't know if that's still cleared up. Congestion 78 eastbound in Clinton Township. Delays east of exit 20, County Route 639 in Clinton Township. Delays due to volume. A typical delays due to volume scenario. That's it for right now. That came out at 7:21, by the way. That is it for right now. That's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. No Michelle Heidi, no guests, no segments speaking to anybody except me. So I'll be doing everything from this point till 10 o'clock. We'll give you the investment update. I'll give you news and information and the eclectic news that we need to have to learn about what's going on in Hunterdon County. At 10 o'clock, it's Tech Today. I'm still here, and I'll be doing Tech Today, talking about technology news, information, to help you understand what is best and right for you and your business and personal use for technology. At 11 o'clock, it's the Some Things About Money show. That's the folks from Pat and Heidi and Associates, Joe, Jeannie, Michelle, and Tony. And they give you an eclectic mix of information about cash flow, taxes, weekly review of current topics that are driving the markets. And I can't wait to learn what Joe has to say about the Fed suggesting negative interest rates. You want to hear an interesting story when that comes on, just wait. At noon, it's Food for Thought. It's Deidre Anderson and Annie coming from Delish Catering, talking about how to cater your best next party, how to recipes, and they also talk about restaurant reviews. So Food for Thought with Deidre Anderson on at noon. At 1 o'clock, Meena Singh comes in. And it's Speak Up and Step Out, where she is helping people overcome the afflictions of abuse and or addiction. She does as a radio show host, a personal and professional coach, and the founder of the InAwe Foundation. So the statistics are just gruesome in people who are dealing with abuse, and we've already talked a lot about addiction. And so Meena is trying to solve the problem one person at a time. So listen to Speak Up and Step Out. If you know of or are somebody who could overcome those issues. the Hunter and Food Scout. That's Gary Malgieri. And he'll be on. He interviews weekly folks about restaurants and their menus. And Gary posted some information about his show today. So let me get that information up here for you. Gary says, what does Gary say? Gary says that the Hunter and Food Scout will have a special guest in the studio today as he chats with Mickey Azara, or it's Mikey Azara. I don't know which one it is. The founder and owner of Fresh from Zone 7, a rather unique distribution service located in Ringgos that connects local sustainable farmers with local area chefs in the NJPA New York area. Mikey will also be talking about the upcoming National Food Day on October 24th and how Fresh from Zone 7 is involved and how the general public can get involved too. All right, so Gary, here's my first question, and I'm sure you're going to investigate for me. Why is it called Fresh from Zone 7? There's an interesting story there, I'm sure. And I'm sure Mikey and Gary will provide that to you, along with all the other interesting things about the Fresh from Zone 7 distribution model. So that's the Hunter and Food Scout. They're on from 2 to 3. On 3 to 4, it's Outside the Box with Mr. Sam Soprano, giving you information about how to overachieve and achieve your financial milestones. And we have Real Estate Matters with Mr. Joe Peters. He's on from 4 to 5, giving you information about local real estate and the real estate market. And then Randazzo's Musical Journey. Greg Randazzo loved, learned 60s, 70s, 80s music as a kid, and he'd like to play some for you on your commute home today. It does a little theme, so check out our 60s, 70s, and 80s roundup from 5 to 6 on Tuesdays on the Randazzler's Musical Journey. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunting right after these messages. Sing it, Sammy.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
All right, that should give you an idea of celebration observances for the week and the day. From brownielocks.com. All right, it is Death Penalty Focus Week. It's Earth Science Week. It's Emergency Nurses Week. We had the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air yesterday. Fire Prevention Week. It's Getting the World to Beat a Path to Your Door Week. National Chestnut Week. It is National Metric Week. Veterinary Technicians Week. National School Lunch Week. Take Your Medicine Americans Week. World Rainforest Week. Bone and Joint Health National Awareness Week. Bully Bystanders Unite Week starts on the 16th. We're going to talk a lot about that. For today, English Language Day. International African Penguin Awareness Day. International Day of For Failure. Remember, you have to fail in order to achieve and be proactive. Nobody. If anybody is working to a point where they've never failed, you haven't worked hard enough. International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. National Chest Day. National Face Your Fears Day. It's Silly Sayings Day. It's National No Bra Day. I'll just leave that alone. And it's Navy Birthday. We'll talk about that today in history a little later on in the show. But we want to thank the Navy and the Navy personnel for all they do for us. BrownieLocks.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something and get involved. Like I actually planned that. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Hunterdon County students win awards for artwork of historic structures. Staff at NJ Advanced Media reports on the 12th that welcome young artists between the ages of 6 and 18 will be recognized by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission at an opening reception for the first annual art exhibition, Bridging Art and History, on Thursday, October 22nd. The artwork is based on historic structures in Hunterdon and includes paintings, drawings, and a collage. The public is invited to attend from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Historic Courthouse on Main Street in Flemington. 5 cash awards will be announced at that opening, one in each age group, 6 to 9, 10 to 13, 14 to 18, along with a Best of Show award and several awards of merit. Reception attendees may select a People's Choice Award through silent voting. Each student who submitted art for the exhibition will receive a certificate of appreciation. Entries were juried by professional artists Rhoda Yano and Michaelin Sanji Tarantino. Yano, who's a New Jersey native, is a widely exhibited national and international artist After years of study, she completed her art education at the Parsons School of Design and the National Academy of Design in New York City. Yanow has extensive teaching experience, including Decret School of the Arts, Pastel Society of America, the Newark Museum, the Visual Arts Center of New Jersey, private classes and workshops, and has juried numerous national and international shows. Tarantino is a classically trained oils and watercolor painter, embroiderer, classical pianist, and art teacher living and working out of the New Jersey shore and the panhandle of West Virginia. She has received numerous awards, highlighted by New Jersey Watercolor Society Medal of Honor in 2005 and one of the American Artist Watercolor Magazine's 20 Emerging Artists in fall of 2006. Her paintings are shown in Nita Leland's books, The New Creative Artist, and Confident Color, published by North Light Books. The concept of a student art exhibition was suggested by Commissioner Robert Sussman, an architect and noted watercolor artist, as a counterpart to the commission's annual essay contest about historic sites in the country, in the county. Quote, there should be a way for students to participate who are better at expressing themselves through art than through writing, he said when presenting the idea. Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission develops programs to promote interest and participation in an understanding of local arts, culture, and historic events. Financial support for the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission's general operations and program is made possible in part by a grant from the New Jersey State Council on the Arts. I like that, Mr. Sussna, that essay is not the only way to express oneself. And so, we have the ability to express through art somehow, some way, our history in Hunterdon County. So we don't know the winners yet, but that'll be exciting to learn about and to see their artwork at exhibition. And the encouragement of not only art in Hunterdon County, but art about Hunterdon County. And that is why all of that is vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays for October 13th.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, Land of the Lost. Noah Crawford is 21 today. Actress in the Blood, Bailey Noble is 25. Privileged, Ashley Newbrow is 28. Acadia Winter from Sleepy Hollow is 32. Singer of Foolish, Ashanti, is 35. The Purge, Anarchy, Kaylee Sanchez is 38. General Hospital's Jennifer Sky is 39. Shelter, Katie Walder is 39. All About You, Taryn Brooks is 41. Actor in Charlie's Angels, Brandon Williams is 41. Writer-producer of Hot Chick Eye, actress in Losing Control, Kira Reed Lorsch, 44 today. From Borat, Sasha Baron Cohen is 44. TV personality of Access Hollywood, Billy Bush is 44. All My Children, Katie McLean is 46. Figure skater Nancy Kerrigan, remember her? She's 46 today. Country music singer, Don't Get Me Started, Rhett Atkins is 46. Martin, Tisha Campbell Martin is 47. Il Divo singer Carlos Martin is 47. It's the 48th birthday of Kate Walsh from Private Practice. Stargate SG-1 Christopher Judge is 51. Alan Covert is 51 from Grandma's Boy. Ted Matt Walsh is 51. Godzilla's Hiro Kanagawa is 52. In Living Color, Takeya Crystal Kema is 53. Jerry Maguire, Kelly Preston is 53. Singer Paper Roses, Marie Osmond is 56 today. Farscape, Wayne Pygrim is 56. Bad Boys, Mark McCauley is 58. The X-Files, Chris Carter is 59. Model and actress of The Meteor Man, Beverly Johnson, 63. The Last Emperor, John Lone, is 63. I'd Really Love to See You Tonight, John Ford Coley. And English Dan, John Ford Coley is 64. Sammy Hagar is 68. Country music singer, Take It Easy, Lacey J. Dalton, 69. Sanford and Son, Lamont. DeMond Wilson is 69 today. Chicago keyboardist, Robert Lamb is 71. Harper Pamela Tiffin is 73. The Deer Hunter, Rutanya Alda, is 73. Paul Simon, 74 today. A Christmas Story, Melinda Dillon, is 76. Batman and Robin, Jim McMullen, is 79. Radio personality, Bruce Morrow, is 80. Even Now, Naina Mouskouri, is 81. And vibraphonist from the Steve Allen Show, Terry Gibbs, is 91 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorninghunter@huntchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. It's time for us to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a few minutes. A little Ashanti.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio doesn't seem interested in tonight's first Democratic presidential debate.
I doubt I'll be watching. I've got a busy day ahead of me. I'm sure I'll see the clips and the highlights.
The Florida senator tells Fox News on the record that the debate will be a, quote, race to the left, with each candidate trying to, quote, out-liberal the other.
All of those candidates are going to see which one of them can out-liberal the other. One of the guys that's leading in the polls is Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist. And you've seen Hillary Clinton move far to the radical left in order to appease that radical left base of the Democratic Party.
It doesn't look like Vice President Joe Biden will be making a surprise appearance at tonight's debate. Biden's public schedule for the day is out and simply has him attending meetings at the White House. Iran's parliament is signing off on the nuclear deal the country reached with six world powers, including the U.S. Iran's state-run media reports lawmakers approved the agreement earlier today, but with one big condition. The parliament is insisting that international inspectors have only limited access to military sites. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8/7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the battle round on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season, there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Ugh,
but
yes.
No Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
An Israeli soldier has been wounded after a Palestinian woman set off a bomb in the West Bank, properly known as Samaria. Cheryl Hancock of USA's Middle East Bureau in Jerusalem has the details in this raw audio account.
Today I'm standing at an Israeli checkpoint that borders Jerusalem and Arab villages under the Palestinian control. This morning, a Muslim woman came out from the village. She was stopped, and she had two bombs with her. One of them went off, and she's in critical condition in the hospital. The soldier, he was hurt and wounded and taken to the hospital. The reason for these attacks is because rumors have been spread that Israel's trying to change the status quo on the Temple Mount. Right now, the status quo is that the Jews can visit the Temple Mount but are not allowed to pray. Netanyahu, the prime minister, said we are not changing the status quo, and he asked the leader of the Palestinian Authority to tell the people it's not the truth. So far, this hasn't happened. This is Cheryl, USA Radio in Jerusalem.
This is USA Headline News.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the Battle Rounds on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Ugh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
A student group at the University of Missouri in Columbia has burned an ISIS flag as a symbolic gesture against the Islamic State. USA's Russ Jones was recently in Columbia and has this report.
Some 200 students gathered in protest last Thursday, burning a homemade Islamic State flag in the center of campus at the Francis Quadrangle in front of the historic columns. Ian Paris, chapter president of the Young Americans for Liberty, said the flag burning wasn't about Islamophobia.
It was the atrocities committed by ISIS against various peoples, the Christians, Jews, and Muslims in the Middle East, and also the fact that they're doing this on the back of the U.S. taxpayer, the fact that ISIS is driving around the Middle East with $1 billion of U.S. Humvees, and the fact that they're paying their soldiers in $1 billion of U.S. cash left in the region.
A senior at Mizzou, Paris urges Americans to speak out not only against groups like ISIS, but demand the U.S. government stop supporting their efforts.
It would signify that we are no longer going to bend to fear of radical Islam, and it hopefully would also resound all the way to Washington to know that we're fed up with them borrowing money from China in order to fund radical Islamists abroad.
Paris tells USA News that Young Americans for Liberty are planning similar events at college campuses around the country. In Columbia, I'm Russ Jones.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Time is 8:35. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington, it's 53 degrees right now. Calm winds and mostly cloudy skies. Today is October 13th. It's Tuesday. In the year of 2015, and it's cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy this afternoon. Slight chance of a rain shower and a high of 72. Wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 47 tonight. Might not be able to have those windows open. It's going to be a little chilly. The wind's light and variable. And sunshine and clouds mixed for tomorrow. A high of 68. Winds west at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny, 65. Friday, some rain showers in the morning. Becoming more intermittent in the afternoon, 63. Chance of rain is 40%. Saturday, the 17th, mostly sunny skies, 59. Sunday, a mostly clear sky. Partly cloudy skies, high 54. Temperatures in our area, it is 53 in White House Station, 51 in Clinton Township, 55 in Quakertown, 53 in Alexandria, 54 in New Hope, and 53 in West Amwell. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Investment update. Michelle is not available today, so let me catch you up on what the markets did yesterday and give you some insight into what's going to happen today. The Dow was up yesterday 47 points, the NASDAQ up 8, and the S&P up 2.5. And the big movers, the big gainers, was Electronic Arts at 4.72%. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals up 4.5%. United Continental Holdings 3.73%. That's the airline. American Airlines up 3.3%. And Southwest Airlines up 3.2%. Gosh, I wonder what happened that made all the airlines go up. We'll find out. The losers, Eli Lilly, down 7.75%, actually. Transocean down 7.6%. Chesapeake Energy down 7.2%. Southwestern Energy 6%, and Wynn Resorts 5.58. Now, you'll recall that there was a run-up on Wynn a couple days ago, so that's just people taking profit sharing. Not sure what's happening with the energy sector, but you know that's been in the news for quite some time. The world markets. Japan was down 201 points yesterday. London, the FTSE, is down 53. Hong Kong, the Hang Seng, down 129. And Germany down 129. So not very good right now for us. We'll find out if that's going to have an effect. Over the last 3 months, consumer non-durables is up 3. Utilities up 1. Transportation almost 1. And technology services down 13. Everything else is in the negative. Health services over the last 3 months is outpaced energy minerals as the worst sector in the last 3 months. Okay, now remember, we're rolling off where the biggest rout was in the energy sector, so that's why it's moving up the line. Oil is up; it's pretty much flat. Gas is down almost 1%. Gold is flat. Silver is down 1%, and corn down 0.33%. Commodities, the euro is at 114, the British pound at 152, the Japanese yen 119.62, Canadian dollar 77 cents, and Chinese yuan 6.34. All right, let's find out what was causing all these changes. So money.cnn.com reports that Merger Mania, the company that makes the popular Budweiser beer AB InBev, has agreed to buy its main rival, SAB Miller, for £68 billion, or $104 billion. The combined firm will be the world's largest beer maker by far, with 9 of the world's top 20 beers by volume. Now, you might say, this is a monopoly, and a decade or two ago you might have been right, but now that we have a lot of larger microbreweries, such as Boston Beer Company, it won't necessarily be the case. The combined firm will be the world's largest. Most SAB Miller shareholders are being offered £44, 67.59 cents per share in cash. Meanwhile, the two biggest shareholders, Altria and Colombia's Santo Domingo family, will have to accept cash and stock worth roughly £39, or $60 per share. Shares of SAB Miller shot up by 8.5% in London trading, while AB InBev shares are rising by 2.5%. The shares in smaller brewers on Tuesday, Molson shares, could move on expectations that the company may pick up some beer brands that the new mega group is forced to sell to get regulatory approval for the merger. Remember that Molson also owns Coors. So stocks dips down. It looks like the Dow Jones is a 7-day winning streak is about to come to an end. U.S. stock futures are slipping into the red, and there's a negative mood in the stock market. European markets were slipping in early trading. Market movers, FMC and Barclays. Shares in the chemical giant FMC Corp plunged by nearly 10% in extended trading after announcing that the decline of the Brazilian real will hurt its performance in the second half of 2015. Shares in Barclays in London are falling by nearly 3% as newspapers report that Jess Staley, a former J.P. Morgan banker, is set to take over as CEO of the British bank within the next 2 weeks. Barclays had been moving away from investment banking since the financial crisis. It declined to comment on the reports. Quarterly earnings. Johnson & Johnson is among a handful of companies opening their books before the trading day begins. After the close, firms including Intel and J.P. Morgan Chase will report results. So where are things right now? Well, the futures, S&P is down 11, NASDAQ's down 31, and the Dow down 94. Pre-market movers right now, TAP is up almost 10%. Salesforce up almost 1%. Altria Group, you just heard about them because they're going to catch some cash and stock. They're up 0.75%. Eli Lilly up almost 0.75%. And Fastenal up 0.5%. Freeport-McMoRan is down 1.8%. Pulte Group down 1.7%. Hewlett-Packard down 1.3%. Micron Technology 1.05%. And Carnival Corp, the cruise line, 1%. So all in all, it looks like the Dow is affected, but mostly everything else is kind of flat. If those are if the decliners are only down 1%, we don't have a lot of downsides. Well, not a lot of breath. In that downside right now. So there you have it. That is the market update. Michelle Heide will be helping me again tomorrow. But you can catch Some Things About Money at 11 o'clock today with Joe, Jeannie, Tony, and Michelle, giving you all the insights into the market and all the things that will be happening. And I'm sure Joe will chime in on the Democratic debate that's scheduled for this evening. We're going to take another quick break, and I'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome gives the nice bright colors, gives us the greens of summers, makes you think all
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I remember Mama
welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Americana. Some news going on in the Hunter County area.
The people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't
more
you let me
later
down.
In the show, but there's some things that you need to talk about or maybe circle on your calendar. The CEA, Joanna Foods Turkey Trot volunteer opportunities are available. So if you'd like to participate in a just an unbelievable event that has gone on for a significant number of years as a volunteer, they could use your help. The annual CEA Joanna Foods Turkey Trot, which is held in Flemington on Thanksgiving morning, is seeking enthusiastic volunteers. With more than 6,000 participants and thousands of spectators expected, CEA relies on support for its volunteers to make this massive event safe, enjoyable, and successful for everyone. Volunteers assist with registration, handing out turkey trot shirts and various items, assist with crowd control, directing runners, walkers, setup, and cleanup. With volunteering is easy, fun, and relaxing, yet filled with the energy of race and the beginning of the holiday season. All volunteers receive a distinctive turkey trot long-sleeve t-shirt only available to volunteers. Volunteers are needed on Thanksgiving morning, November 26th, from 7 to 11:30 a.m., as well as the Turkey Trot Expo held the prior Saturday, November 21st, with shifts from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and noon to 4. Eddie Schell, who is the CEA's volunteer coordinator, says, quote, "Recruit your friends and family as a group to join the fantastic team of CEA volunteers. It's a great time of year on the day of giving thanks to help others and be with loved ones at the same time," unquote. The Turkey Trot supports the various programs at the Center for Educational Advancement, which is a nonprofit that has been working to find meaningful employment for people with cognitive and physical disabilities and disadvantages since 1970. For more information or to become a CEA volunteer, contact Eddie at E-S-C-H-E-L-L, that's E-Shell, at ceaemployment.com or call 908-782-1480, extension 239. To register to run or walk on the Turkey Trot 5K 2K walk, visit bit.ly/turkeytrot15 or email ttrot@ceaemployment.com. I've come across this organization quite so many times, and I am very impressed with the effort and the hands-on work that goes on for these folks to be able to help the students, the individuals, find meaningful employment and train them to be able to do it. Not only that, culturally training and advising the prospective employers so they are able to handle the different type of communication method with these particular employees. So it's just a fabulous effort on everybody's part. So if the CEA Turkey Trot can be something in your plans, please see if you can get involved. The 100